Okay, basically, let's pick up where we left off yesterday for a second. So the Mishnah tells us that before I begin, we got to give a formal introduction to Rabbi Blum. Hopefully the boys already met him. Rabbi Blum is a major player, a major addition to our shiur, not just in terms of being our assistant Rebbe / quasi Shalom Eishev, Chavrusa coordinator, wife who makes brownies for the Bachurim as the summer goes on, and trip coordinator, and bowler, and everything else that goes along with his title. He's just a phenomenal resource for our shiur and for the entire program. So please get to know him and talk to him and learning and schmoozing, and he'll be with us next year every day. Okay. So again, we left off yesterday. The Mishnah tells us that Acham Tavon and Zachavon. So it's Chavon and Zachavon. Click the Rambam in the right. We'll do it here. Quick. Point to the Rambam. What does it mean? Why Zachavon? Why?
According to the Rambam, he says that that you wouldn't make a bracha before or afterwards, and the Ravid says that no, it's not that you're not making a bracha before. It's not. The Ravid just says you're not part of a zimun.
Very good, excellent. Very good. That was the thrust of the fight, because we touched on a little bit more of that. That's the basic yisum. So before we move on to fine tuning the shittus around a little bit about what that means and what the Ravid is deciding a bracha, like eating that kosher food, I want to just digress for a moment to a comment that the Rush makes, which it's not really an integral part of our discussion, but it is important. It does open up some interesting issues, the halacha lemaisa, for us. So it's a comment that the Rush has in the name of the Rashbam. The Rush quotes the name of the Rashbam. What would the halacha be if you have three people eating together, and some of them are quote-unquote eating treif, and some of them are not eating treif? Now, what the world does that mean? Are they eating treif or not eating treif? Well, the answer is, it's something that doesn't meet my standards of kashrus, but may meet your standards of kashrus. Well, can only begin to imagine some of the ramifications of this. Three guys together, I don't know, let's say I wouldn't eat non-mahadrim. So one guy's eating non-mahadrim, one guy's eating mahadrim, one guy's eating badas, one guy's eating belt, one guy's eating river land, this guy doesn't know this one, is this considered to be included in our sugya of achol tevel ein mezamnin? Well, let's not forget, the Rush happens the whole life that I did, that you do make a bracha even on eating treif food, but the Ravid and the Rush concede you can't venture to zimun. The question becomes, if nobody's eating to a same treifus, but the other person is eating food that's not up to par, at least my standard of what's up to par, can the three of us venture to zimun or not? So the Rashbam gives a specific case that he's referring to. Did everybody understand the case that the Rashbam is talking about? Who saw it? He's talking about, what's it called?
If one holds by Pasach.
So what does that mean, I hold for Pasach? What do those words mean? What in the world is Pasach?
If a Jew was watching the process of bread being made or not.
Okay, so let's make sure we have our terms properly. The Mishnah says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, at the end of the second paragraph, that there are a whole bunch of things that Chazal prohibited from eating that were prepared by Goyim, not because they're trade per se, but because we're concerned that if we become a little bit too palsy-wowsy socializing with the non-Jews too much, that could potentially lead to some terrible ramifications, what we call chasnus, intermarriage. The ultimate, the worst of the worst of assimilation would be intermarriage. So Chazal wanted to stop the problem before it got too far, and they made certain Yisroel as gezeiros, as yogim, as safeguards, shlom over their chasnus. Who knows some of the things that are listed in that mission? So Stam Yehiyah, not that wine that was touched by non-Jews as part of that story. We know some other things. What are some other things that we also refrain from because of Chasdos? Well, that's right. You're in the exception to them. You're in the Kiddush. I thought the easiest one, but you guys are sure to have Chol Achan. So Chol Achan happens to be a different one because the other is a Kashrus concern. I'm talking about something that there's no real Kashrus per se concern. Pure Mishim Chasdos. What's the simplest one?
Yeah,
we talked about Bishalach, and the Nazi cooked a piece of meat or something, so we're afraid if you like the food, you never know, you can ask, well, who made that food? His daughter, she's a great cook, and no, maybe who made it, you never know what happened. So therefore, Chazal Aser, they prohibited eating Bishalach or Samyena, etc. One of the things that's in that list of the Mishnah is Pasach, was bread that was baked by a Nazi. Now again, we're not talking about kashrus issues. The ingredients are 100%. It's got an old new big sphere of water. The problem is that it was baked by a non-Jew. So the Mishnah says Chazal prohibited that bread because Gezeira Mishum Chasas. So what are we talking about the topic? If it's trade for strength, we're not even letting it. So the answer is that Gemara says a little bit, then Yerushalayim says a little more, Mishum says a little bit more. that at a later point in time, Chazal realized that this gezeira pasach is very, very difficult. Why is it so difficult? Because, you know, food, you can do without food, you can do without cooked foods, you can do without wine, you can do without bread. Lechem l'chol, the other person needs bread, everyone needs basic sustenance. So therefore, Chazal chiseled away this gezeira. He said, you know, even though in theory we should refrain from eating all bread baked by non-Jews, we're going to give you a break. We're going to let you eat certain kind of bread that was baked by non-Jews and was baked by a very specific type of person. What's that person called? A, somebody said before, A, a palter. What's a palter? He's a professional baker. If it's a professional baker, then there's less, much less of a problem, much less of a concern of marrying the person, because it's not a social relationship, it's a business type of relationship, and therefore Chazal lifted the prohibition of Pasach with the Pasachalper. And that's a very, very controversial statement. Not everybody agrees to that. Our meaning is we're very lenient about that. We basically, all of us probably eat Pasachalper, we eat regular things, regular cookies and cakes and baked goods, but baked by non-Jews, as long as the ingredients are kosher, and we're not so careful to make sure they're actually baked by a Jew. We rely on this school of Pasachalper. But in the days of the Rishonim, and even today, not everybody relied on this. There were some who said, no, Pasachalper is also finished having a discussion. So the Rosh called to the Eitzei Rashba, what would the din be if three guys came together? Two guys are very, very machmir on this. I would never touch the Goyish bread. And the other person, not so machmir on this. Can we bench Mezumin or not? So the Rashba says, yes, we can. What's his Raya? Who said that? Who said the Raya? What? Anyone has any water that you drink from the bottle? No, anyone has any? Somebody's doing it. So comes the.
We're Eric.
Oh, that's what Eric said. Yeah, three guys eating together. Kohanim and Israelim. The Kohanim are eating Truma, and the Israels obviously not eating Truma. So I would have thought they can't bench for Zimun, why? Because the Israel can't eat the Truma. So why can't they bench for Zimun? What's the reason? Why are they allowed to bench for Zimun? Because why? Why are they allowed to bench for Zimun? Even though the Israel can't eat Truma, what's the answer?
The Kohanim
could eat Truma. Part of the group can join the other part of the group. That's good enough to create a zin. So the Rashbam says, since the people who are eating the quote-unquote treif of bread, the pasachim, the guys who are eating the lower standards of kashrus, they could update it a little bit and eat the kosher stuff, the real kosher stuff. So that's good enough to start the zin. Okay, so again, so this particular prat, this is not our sukkah proper, it's not the main thrust of the machlokes d'rambam and the Ravim, but it's an important halacha ma'aseh digression that the Rosh takes us. But now let's get back to the main part of our discussion. So let's go back for a second, back to the that if a person eats real trade for food, there's no bracha at all. Remember we said yesterday, it's a dip in the rice and there's no bracha. Because it's pottery from benching. It's not called a bracha, it's called a meals. So I have the following shot to ask you. You know what? I know you may have seen it in the Marikomas, but Michelle, why don't you think about it for a moment in your own. What do you think the dip would be as follows? The guy is definitely ill. The doctor says there's no hope. The only thing that may give him a refuah is to eat this teva. He's got to eat this tray for food. He's got to have this tray for food. What's it? Is he making a bracha? Does he have a bracha? What do you think? What would you think in your own? Don't talk to me, Shai. What do you think the din should be? What do you think?
We mutter.
So you think
to save a life, to save a life, we're going to be over on.
Oh, so you're saying it's mutter, right?
Yeah, sure.
You say, what's the shayla? It's mutter. The only reason why you don't make a bracha on trade for food is because it's also to eat. But if it's mutter to eat, how do you know it's mutter to eat? How do you know it's trade for food? It's like, oh, who knows? So therefore, since I'm allowed to eat it, so I'm allowed to make a bracha on it. That's what I would have said. Could somebody argue? Could somebody give me farkir? Tell me another svar in the opposite direction. What do you think?
And maybe you could say that, you know, despite the fact that the person is getting a knot from the food, mm-hmm. it's still in a case that he only found himself in for the onus. And so.
Ooh, you're already looking at Rishonim. You're already cheating looking at Rishonim. I want to hear me svar. your own pashas unless you're mechamer to be shaylin. That's also possible. It's godless. Right? Who's gonna tell?
He's eating it out of tzar.
So you're also in Rishon. You guys are too advanced for me. I want. You never read a Rishon. Never read a Ritva. Never heard of that. I want. What would you say? Be asked for? I think you are the chief brother. I want to know, Rabbi, the doctor prescribed a kind of show to die of the chief again, we'll buy a meat to cheeseburger, but that says he's got to cheeseburger. So I heard a story to say, well,
because you're only in that situation because Hashem put you in that situation. So you're only eating it because Hashem put you in a bad situation. So you have to get out of the place. So you're not doing it because you want to have the know.
You're with these same guys, you're on the same boat. You're all the words of the know. I want to hear more. I want less about brachas, more about chefetz. What do you want to tell me?
Nights.
Why is it nights? Why is it nights?
You know,
he's eating what?
He's eating tray.
He's eating tray, but he has a heavy tray. So I don't even have to know yet. Let Michelle talk. But I want to know, is that called eating tray for that? The doctor said to eat it, and the rabbi said, listen to the doctor. The Torah, the Kedusha says, l'chaim. So is that called eating tray for that? So I have a fundamental shayla here. So it's a very, very long dish. When the Torah says, pikuach nefesh is mutter, you can eat tray first, give you a new kip, you can drive to the halfway shop, whatever you have to do for pikuach nefesh. I want to know as follows. Yesh lach tor. When you raise the father on the shakir, is pshat that when I eat treifas from mokha pekuach nefesh, this is kosher food. This is not treifas. This is not the dobra also. It's a dobra mutter what I'm doing. When I drive to the hospital on Shabbos, when the surgeon is doing the surgery, it's a dobra mutter. This is nishkin chol Shabbos. Is that the pshat? Or is pshat not mutter? A father chol Shabbos. What are you going to do? The Rosh Hashanah said, do it anyway, but it's still called Chilas Shabbos. It's still called Chilas Dreyfus. Anyone know what those terms I'm referring to? I'm referring to two very long mission terms. Two different ways of viewing the head to the cook that. Is it fundamentally a Dabra Amutta what I'm doing? Or is it fundamentally a Dabra Asa that never I'm allowed to do a Dabra Asa? Anyone ever heard of the following terms? There you go, the Chuya Mutra. Okay, introduced the two major, major halachic terms, the Chuya Mutra. I'll give you a little bit of a background with the Chuya Mutra. There is a din that when you bring a korban, the person who brings the korban has to be tall, right? The Kohen can't come to the basic because she's in a state of Tumah. But what if it's a korban Sibur? What if it's time to bring the korban Sibur this morning? And all the Kohen are tall, but we can't find it. So what's the din? The show must go on. You bring the korban seaboard even in the state of tumah. That's the din. Very simple. Learn that from Sukkim. Even in tumah, you bring a korban seaboard. Comes the Kohen Yuma, the Bavan, raises the father on the Shishayim. What's the nature of that din if you bring a korban seaboard? Is pshat that it's the chuya or is pshat that it's chushra? The chuya means that it's awesome. What you're doing is a nice avera. You're going to make the mitzvah to do what you're doing a nice avera. But nebuch, the Torah says, the mitzvah of korban seaboard is doicha tumah, but it's still called an avera of tumah. It's an avera of tumah that the Torah lets you do, but it's still called a nice avera, it's still called a nice yisr. Is that the pshat? What is pshat? No. In the situation of korban seaboard, it's not called an yisr. It's not an yisr b'chah, it's not an avera b'chah. It's a dorah mut on the ground. No matter how you who's the doctor? Now wake up, guys. Last thing, who cares? Wait, what's your shot? This one, that, who cares? Without enough Kavina, it's just words alone. Who's going to tell me? No, get some. Tell me. Get up. Yeah, she didn't tell me how, because it's Jesus. No, who's going to get up? Who's going to get up? Who's going to tell me? Who's going to tell me? Who cares whether it's a nice issue or not a nice issue? Well, that may or may not happen when the Mitzvah could become Tameh, but I want to know for my Shiloh, I want to know Tachlis, Rabbi, I the Torah says I have to bring this korban. What do I hear in Lomdus, whether it's the Chuy or whether it's the Shiloh? Any ideas? How much do I have to want? How much do I have to try to
stay away from it,
to avoid this? What if I can go ahead, make a couple of phone calls, and find the Kohen who's talking? How much do I have to matriach myself to do that? So let's think it through. Let's hear it through. Let's say, if you hold, let's hear. If you hold that tuma is dechuya, it's still an aveiro, what I'm doing is aveiro, it's just that I'm stuck, and when I'm against the wall, I have to do it. So then what would you say? How much do I have to try very hard to avoid it? If you hold that tuma is chutra b'tzibur, what's the answer? What's the name?
Right away.
It's mutter. What do you want from me? It's mutter. It's the shadow. It's the davar mutter what I'm doing. So it's a very, very long-nishy conceptual question. Come to Rishonim and have an almost identical question about pikuach nefesh. The Torah says you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. So I want to know, is that the chuy or is that utra? Give me enough kamina, no? How much what?
Well, just going back to the Hutra, I would say that it's Hutra. We have a Gemara and a Mishnah in, I think it's Moed Katam Yukaiya, that's talking about, also Ksubas that's talking about Hutra Nami Shiloh Tzarech, and like there's a whole toast. Yeah, I mean with those.
Oh! Whoa, so you want to say Mitoch is Hutra, right?
Yeah, so that could also be going back to potentially be Mechal Shabbos.
Well, you're Mechavit to the Ran and you didn't set up a Beitza. I assume that's what you meant to quote, right?
Not really.
They didn't mean to quote that. I was assuming you quoted that. There's a Ran, the set up a Beitza that compares and contrasts the Heter of Malacha and Yom Tov HaMefesh to Pekor Nefesh and Shabbos. Like the Ran, the Rashba, the Val, like you're right on target, but not for me. Okay, good. So again, I want to know. Hello, everybody. It's a very, very serious Shiloh. I want a Pekor Nefesh and Shabbos. Is it the Chuy or the Hutra? Manafkamina, whether I have to do what? How much do I have to what?
Avoid it.
So that's a good question. Okay? It's a real, real, very serious shadow. There's the Cholish Yesh by Sakon on Shabbos. Deathly ill. And I'm allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. Do I have to try to do things with Kokadah Hayyad? Do I have to try to bend over backwards and try to avoid doing the Malach in a normal fashion? Do I have to try as best as I can to do it in some other manner? Or do I say, what do you want? Tether, Kokadah, Shabbat.
Do you need to try to do it in the best way possible? Because
when
someone's pregnant, you gotta like sit aside.
Whoa! That's exactly the shiloh. That's exactly the question. So if you hold the pikuach nefesh is chutra, presumably, what do I have to dance around? What do I have to train around? She gets there, going around the hospital, finished. If you hold that it's the chuya, I should probably try to do things as best as I can to avoid chilul Shabbos. So that's a big, big, big machlokes in the Rishonim of Yisroel. We ask him that if one is able to do things kliyach hayah, do it in an abnormal fashion, one should try to do so. Now, the Rebbe has to be very tricky about that statement. There are certain things that can't be done kliyach hayah. So you can imagine the guy has to have an emergency surgery. So the surgeon's a real firm guy. So he's learning the sukkah. He's going to the operating room. He's about to do a major neurosurgery. And he says, well, Rabbi Shablovsky, that you have to do Kiliach Hayat. Rabbi says, you have to do Kiliach Hayat. So I'm going to hold the knife in my left hand, right? So I would say, such a surgeon, if you're family, you can show him, I'm going to find a good surgeon. Okay? Well, what's in the Russia? A guy's got to drive to the hospital on Shabbos, Gevalt, he can't get an ambulance, he can't find a guy, he's got to get the hospital score on Shabbos. I'll be so strong, he remembers that he went to him, the Shabbos Shir and the rabbi said, you got to do this, Kiliach Hayat. So what does he do? So he starts, he presses the brake with his hands, and he's got his foot around the steering wheel. He's got his hands, right? So we would send this guy, get off the road, right? He'd end up walking with the Shabbos. So Rabbi said, when we talk about doing this, Kiliach Hayat, you got to use calm. He said, it's one of those things that aren't going to create even more serious problems with the girl. Fine, back that stuff. So this is a big love to Shishai. So how do you think this impacts now? Now question. The guy is eating tray because the doctor told him to. Doctor, whose orders? Eat the cheeseburger. He wants to know, Rabbi, should I make the bracha now? No, walk me through it. If you hold, you have to have what?
That's the chuya.
It's the chuya, so then one can argue what?
That in this itself.
It's still what?
Still is.
It's still tray, so one can argue it's still a problem. Look, but say a what? Let's say a berech. It's Hashem, you're eating treif. So how dare you make a bracha on treifus? It happens to be, it's okay if you eat it, but who will eat treif? Oh, if you hold one, if you finish, if you hold that.
It's a
treif. It's a kosher cheeseburger. It's soy meat and imitation cheese. It's not a cheeseburger. A pinin is not also. It's at the government. So that's what I would have said. If I was learning the sugya, I would have said the following. I would have said, this shayla, there's a d'choy hot for shayla.
Is it also named Shuma?
No, the chayim, what do you mean? Even if you have the chuyah, you don't have the chuyah. If you drive the house for a child, you don't have the chuyah. So if you look at the Rishonim, and all the Acharonim here, around the table, who said the same as the Rishonim. So the Rishonim word this question a little bit differently than the way I presented it. So comes the Ritva, and the fifth of the Ramah Kavis. The Ritva writes, 4 lines from the bottom. V'afilu b'heter, if you go to the sukkah, even a person is allowed to eat trade, his life is in danger, should tzorech lahem, ha'toyme she'yivarech, when somebody say you make a bracha on such a thing, and Ritva holds like the Ramah, you don't make brachas on trade before. V'avaldei ein ro'oi, you would never say such a thing, says Ritva. Inconceivable you would say such a thing. And it goes on, deep down for a moment. Let's get back to the top of the next page. To the top of page 4. Then he talks about a person like Eden Yom Kippur. About Misha Hutzah, top line, Lechav Yom Kippur Machas Chayyadim. There's no question that he's Mechuyiv Tiv, no Shaila. He's doing a mitzvah. There's a story about a famous Chassid Shireb. I don't know which one was. Most of the story about Rebbe's, you can plug in any Rebbe, it doesn't really matter. So one particular Rebbe used to say that there are 3 times a year that he has such a gewaltig kavana when he does a mitzvah achila. There are 3 achilas, he says, Hashem Yichel, Kishem Lichel, and Mam Shalem, and Mesal Yehim. Yes, 3 mitzvah achilas of the year.
Matzah.
Matzah's got to be up there, right? Alchemist.
Before
Yom Kippur? Ooh, that was a good one. Okay, that would be number 4. Okay, give me another one. Finish Tishrei.
First Lashim of Sukkah.
First Lashim, the first night of Sukkah, that can be in Sukkah. Who's the third?
Motzei Yom Kippur.
Motzei Yom Kippur. Wow, you're like, you're the other one. So you're in Pascals. I'm not a partial guy. I'm just hungry. This particular Rebbe. Shabbos. Come on, Shabbos. Every week. Nah, So this particular rabbi was not a well person, and he wasn't allowed to fast in Yom Kippur, and he had to eat in Yom Kippur. And he used to say that when you begin in Yom Kippur, Shem Yich Lekid Shemrich Lekayim Hashem Abatoyra. What? He ate in Yom Kippur. I don't know if it was snagging, but it was like some karate. So it comes to Ritva and says, if you put off the Lamar, you should have said, well, you have this I'll be sure to put the near about the deal of the word as well. Says the Ritva, you shouldn't make a bracha. Because I give you trade, you shouldn't make a bracha. Pay the phone in the after. Listen why the Ritva says not to make a bracha. Listen to the words of the Ritva. The lav hano loy elat sa'ara. The guy's in pain to get out of the Ritva with such a rebbe. He's in pain that he's eating a new Kippur. Oh, listen, he's eating a Kippur. He's miserable. For those who daven Tefillah Zakah, that won't feel the many people say 400 Drei. So one of the things we ask in Tefillah Zakah is, brother, give me the strength. I shouldn't get sick. I should not eat a new Kippur. So here the person, never, the doctor says he had a new Kippur. He's so upset about it. This is Nishkin Hano, this is Tsar. So it's Tsar, so?
Maybe not a dinner.
Let's see if we can understand the Ritva. What did Ritva just say? Ritva says, this is Nishkin Hanos Tzav. So it's done. So with English. Good. Okay, I see the guys
in
pain.
Very
nice.
That's
it. So I should make the biggest one. Oh, so what's the Mechayiv to make a bracha? What does the Gemara say to six men of brachas? Also, the Adam Shewa? Shewa?
No.
Shewa? Hana min ha'olam? Will he bracha? Brachas are all on Hano. So if a person isn't enjoying what he's doing, what shaykh to make a bracha? Aslan the Hansarat Zakdivitva, eating in a situation where you don't really want to eat because it's a kibra, you feel terrible about what you're doing, is not a machayim of any bracha. So is the Ritva saying like we said or not? What was the outlook? Because we came to the same conclusion in the Ritva for a different reason. We thought that maybe you could justify not making a bracha and eating in kibra, or perhaps justify not making a bracha and a cheeseburger. We thought why? Because of Notzei Allah, but say a berach gets a shem. But the Ritva is not saying that. The Ritva is saying nothing but say a berach gets a shem. What's the Ritva saying? Because it's not labeled a hanot. It's a different din lagabre. It's a totally different halacha. It's a different din that the Ritva is saying. I have a kasha in the Ritva. You know my kasha is the Ritva is? I have a kasha. I want to hear your kasha in
the Ritva. What do you think of bracha hachana?
Oh, what did the Ritva say? The Ritva says, I have a kipurim. Ain't you a very club, ain't you a fun of any acharav?
She's still saying thank you.
Oh, Ellie's saying peace. There are two different brachas, brachas, four brachas afterwards. What's the mechayev of a bracha before you eat? Awesome, a hundred spinach, there was every bracha. What's the mechayev of a bracha after you eat? What
am I saying? Chadim Svato Virato.
Vishtein in the Torah, Kahana Isa. I don't know what that word is, I just made up that word. Please state that you have to have had God in order to be chai in that tree. State your chaltaxiv. So I understand why the Ritva is telling you don't make a bracha rishayna trade for food and eat and give because of nishkin anah. But a bracha charein is a deraisa be a chaltaxiv. So Bishlam, according to me, I'm taking on the Ritva now, it's not a question. Okay? So Bishlam, according to me, was saying that the reason why maybe you don't make a bracha on trading for food, but why? Because of what cloud? It's a lot more. It's a lot, it's a lot. Bishlam, you are a good bar. What did I say? I try to say the book of Bridge before. I try to explain to you before that you don't make a bracha on trading for food. Why? Because even though it's supposed to do it, it's still called a what? It's still called trade, and therefore it's still covered by one puzzle. Botzeya Berech, that possible from yesterday, right? Botzeya Berech Yetz Hashem, in the Rechon Renat. And remember what was we said yesterday, Botzeya Berech Yetz Hashem is a potter even from Berech Yetz Hamozo near Isa. We asked the Kashi yesterday, how can Botzeya Berech potter from near Isa's? What's the answer? Remember what was we said yesterday? Because the Pasuk in Tehillim is Megala, that's not called a bracha. It's inconceivable to call that a bracha. So you wouldn't be Yetzay, who Berech Yetzay. So according to our Mahalach, we want to suggest you don't make a bracha on trade for food, even though you eat it, but we're cooking that fish because it's called the new Surah Ben Shalom. That's how it applies. Keep putting the bracha of Hashem as well as the bracha. Acharei. But the reason that the Ritva is giving, because it's not called Hanah, that's a great svar vis-a-vis bracha of Hashem. Well, the Chari, that svar falls short by bracha Acharei. So the Kasha is the Ritva. It's just the on Ha'ara of the Ritva. So again, everyone with us? Right? So far, so good? So again, we have our child. What's the din? Yeah, you made a bracha on trade food. So we had one mahalach that's still called the niyot, because maybe pikuach nefesh is the chuya, and we're buzzing in a different svar because it's not called hanah.
Elder, is the reason we're saying we're losing in the mouth of harm because it's alright, so it's not enough?
No, we'll say either one. It doesn't matter which mahalach you want. Because at the end of the day, bracha corona is not really a function of hanah.
Well, there's two. First of all,
finished. We pass the halacha that you do make a bracha. So we pass in that it's not called the niyus. It's not covered by any of the brachas. And we pass in that no issue is irrelevant. We pass in you still do a set of bracha. So far, so good. So comes the Ramah in the 7th of the Ramah Kumas and throws a curveball at us. Comes the Ramah and says, 7th of the Ramah Kumas, Imansu lecha olishtes. Somebody beats you up and forces you to go to even though the end of the day the food tastes good, the guy shoves down an ice cream down your throat. You really didn't want this ice cream. You're trying to, you know, try to stay away from ice cream. But the guy shoves down the ice in that throat. You really enjoyed it, but you were miserable about it happening. Because you were ne'edas, you were forced to do it, and apparently that's not sufficiently called a what? Apparently, even though you physically may have enjoyed it, but it's not really called hanah. That's a chiddush from the Rambam. Other quotes have been shown him. Others disagree, but the Rambam is such a chiddush that when somebody shoves it down your throat, you don't make a problem. No, who's got a kasha for me? Who's got a kasha for me? On the one hand, the Rambam is saying, food shoved down your throat, you don't make a bracha. On the other hand, what?
Oh, it's the kasha still. It's all
you know, kasha. There's a steer of this contradiction between two things. On the one hand, the Ramah says, food shoved down your throat, you don't make a bracha. But what did I just say? How do we pass the law about eating a Yom Kippur?
You still make a bracha.
Did you want to eat that throat, Yom Kippur?
No.
Who shoved it down your throat?
That's right.
The Torah, Shulchan Aruch, the rabbi, the doctor. They shoved it down, I don't want to eat it. I'm screaming, I want to eat, it's Yom Kippur. I want to eat, but the Talmud is showing it that way. And what does the Shulchan Aruch pass get? You do make a bracha. Now you have to eat, you have to make a bracha. So isn't that a steer? Is there a steer between what the Ramah saying you don't make a bracha on shoved down food in contrast to the Din Shulchan Aruch? You do make a bracha when Yom Kippur has to be shoved down your throat. Is that a steer or not? Who thinks that's a good steer? Who thinks it's not a good steer? Who's going to give me an answer? Who's going to give me Yashin? Get an answer.
Isn't the answer Mishnah Berurah?
Oh, that's Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
So he says if the onus aspect is like the gufa achila, it's being the forcing aspect is directly forcing you to eat something. Like you don't want to eat whatsoever. And even though there may be hana, you should not make a bracha. But if you're being forced in some other way that's not directly leading you to eating. But
so what does that mean? Let's fine tune what the Mishnah Berurah say. When it comes to Yom Kippur, I really don't want to eat a Yom Kippur. I want to do tshuva Yom Kippur. I don't want to eat a Yom Kippur. The person was hesitant, they didn't want to eat. It's getting a little dangerous. And Mamish went to the back, and I practically fed the person. I took some crackers and some stuff and some juice, and Mamish put it to the person's mouth. They wouldn't eat it themselves. So most of the time, the whole thing in Yom Kippur, the background is uneasiness. He doesn't really want to eat in Yom Kippur. On the other hand, at the end of the day, the etzem achila has been done, they're outside. Comes the Shmur and says that's not the same as the Ramos. In most case, if someone's standing over him and shoving food down his throat, then it's not going to bracha. And guess what, says the Shmur? Even that I'm not even sure is true. I'm not even sure the Ramos is right even in that case. So again, let's put everything back together again, back to that story. So we left off yesterday, we developed from a place that Ramos is right, and that I was proud of Hashem. We didn't have a problem with the food and house. Ramos is what Akdish got this whole plow of the Tim. Hey, let's go make a problem with the food. This is different that you don't bench Zimun, but you do make a bracha. And then we said, wait a second, does this carry over to situations? Oh, when I'm eating tray for food for medical reasons, we learn from the tzit. So we had a shayla. What should it be? So we suggested maybe it hinges upon the chuyah of drunk. And so the Ritva said it hinges upon another point. What was the point of the Ritva? Was the magic word? What was the magic word of the Ritva? So it's lacking what? It's tzar, it's lacking hano. And then we said, according to the Ritva, it's hard to understand why that Svar should carry over both the Bracha and Sharon Bracha Corona. Our Svar, we seem to understand a little bit easier than the Ritva. And then we pointed out that the Ramah has a Chiddush that you don't make a Bracha when you're being forced to eat, and that's probably not the same as the case of eating a week. Okay, but that's pretty much the background of both what we want to talk about today. We have another major component left of the sugya, so we can try to finish this up today.
So is all of this this chiluk between the different types of ones, is the fact that there's any situation where you would make a bracha, is that different from the Rizba, who says that any case of something that's asur minat Torah, even if it's a case of sakana, you don't make a bracha?
Well, the Rizba says across the board, anytime you need the Ramah says that's not called inanim. So we're not so sure that's true. Shalom, we don't pass like that.
Right.
So we're saying, even if you hold like the Ramah that's forced feeding, doesn't make brachas, this is not really forced feeding. Okay, but say, I want to go back for a moment and almost leave us at his brachas for a little bit and go into the realm of Baba Kama a little bit. Anybody here learn from Baba Kama? We'll learn the seventh breath of Baba Kama. We'll learn the ninth breath of Baba Kama. You guys are going to help me out a little bit, okay? So let's go. Okay. What's exciting, Kim smiling? Okay. Let's chaza for a second. The only case in Shas where the term Ein Zev Avarech Ha Benayim comes up. Who remembers the case? Who remembers the case? The case of the Gemara.
Oh, he stole like wheat and then he ground it up and he kneaded it and then he made the bread.
Very good. Now he wants to make a bracha.
No, it's not there. It's fine.
And he wants to make a bracha Ein Zev Avarech Ha Benayim. Who here remembers? Is a din, if I steal something from you, let's say for example I steal wool.
Dye, it's black and dye red.
And I turn this wool into a garment. Or I steal wood, and I turn the wood into a table, and I get caught. What's the din? What's the lacha? Who's going to tell me the whole story? The whole story, yeah, what do you think?
After the concept of Shino and Kenyan.
I think it's from Yosef.
It's a machlekes, a major machlekes at Tanoim, okay? So some Tanoim say, you stole wood, and now it's a table. So give back the table. You know why? What does it say in the Chumash? The hay shiva? It's a wood, same wood. Same wood, just a little fancy, same wood, you gotta give it back.
So you have to return.
Other than I'm saying, you don't have to give back the wood. You have to pay the value of the wood that you stole, but you get to keep the table.
Built it better, right?
What?
Is it the kind of
wait. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the problem with this? What this is shina koine or shina nakoine? When I steal something and I undergo a change, the object undergoes a change. Okay, after then I say shini, so you're not going to keep the object, just bring back the cash. It says no, shini is innocent. So comes the Gemara in Baba Kama, and says, wait a second. We have a brice here that says that I stole wheat, and I ground it up, and I turned it into flour, I turned it into dough, and I baked it in the oven. Ain't the Gemara on the night. Understand? Wasn't I what? It underwent so many different changes. Wasn't I kind of a shinoi? Don't I get to keep the bread? If I'm kind of a shinoi, what's the end of the word on the rights? It's not stolen goods anymore. It's mine to keep. I only got $100 or whatever the grain was, whatever. I stole the wheat last week. But the object itself is no longer stolen. So why is it worth on the rights? That's the Gemara's kasha that's upside down on the count. So the Gemara gives two answers to this kasha. Okay? I left out all the Gemara, the price itself. One, I'm going to figure out two answers to this kasha. One answer to the kasha is that, who knows, what's possible answer to the kasha?
We hold Shina Lach.
So maybe this price is following the opinion that says Shina is, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to have it. And if you hold that Shina is going to, so then you're right. Then it wouldn't be a problem making a problem anymore. And I'm going to have it. The Eidish one, the Gemara gives a second answer. What's the second answer? Who can figure out what the second answer is? So the Dalai Lama Kama. So the former Lama Kama is my paragraph. Well, so what's my second answer?
We do hold Shina Kona.
We hold Shina Kona, but what?
In our case, the Pasuk of Matea.
Oh, it's a make a bracha. Right. It's still not there what you're doing. I mean, it's true that the moment this happens, you get to keep that bread. You get to keep it, but it's still stolen. It's still the terrible Avera. So it's still called an Avera. And therefore, Matea Berech applies, even though, technically speaking, you get to keep the bread. So two answers, two ways to learn the price, two totally different ways to learn the price. Even the price is saying that in Okinami, that if you get to keep the bread, there is no problem making a bracha. In Okinami, that price is following that she is in the bracha. Or no, the idea you shmona, even if she is kinda, you still can't make the brachas. The standards of brachas are higher and different than the standards of whether you actually kind of the action.
So if you were to steal a reward from someone and you should make a sukkah, would you not make
a sukkah? Oh, well, that's a loaded question. It's also means something that's coming out. Right, it's a large story. Here's a two shot of Yehuda. So let's understand those two shot of Yehuda in light of the following. We'll go right back to Masechet Sukkah in a second. Anyway, have a little bit of this year? Who's in my chabur this year in TABC? Who's with me? You heard this part? This part, you might hear from me a little bit. A little bit, no? I steal a lulav. What does the Mishnah say? What?
Possible.
Why is it possible? Who knows? Chazal. Two reasons why it's possible. It's not what's possible for Chem. Chem number two, it's a brown love. It's a baby. Comes to the word and says, what if I steal a lulav? And then I make a shigur with the lulav.
You take it from a branch and you put it into a bundle.
So I take a lulav and I tie it together with a das and a rugless and make a whole lulav out of it. It used to be a palm branch, now it's a lulav. So there's a whole discussion, is that called a shinui or not? So it could be for technical grounds that's not a shinui, that's not relevant for our discussion right now. That's a lulav or a shiloh. But let's play devil's advocate for all that's called a shinui. So I stole a palm branch and I made a shinui on it. So can I be yotzei in the midst of dal meeting with that? What's the Gemara say? Who knows? What's the Gemara say? Yes or no? Can I be yotzei
now?
No. Who says no? Who says yes? The Gemara says yes. The Gemara says you can be yotzei. So why can you be yotzei? Let's think it through. What were the two reasons why you can't be yotzei with stolen goods? Reason number one was it's not what? Not lachem. Well, if shimi is kind of, then what?
Cheers.
No, it's lachem. I'm going to keep it. What was the other reason? Mitzvah Bavera says, no problem, it's a distribute Mitzvah Bavera anymore. It's not Mitzvah Bavera, you know why? Mitzvah Bavera is one gun, you know why? Because
one shitty gun,
it's a distribute Mitzvah Bavera. So I stay in the Gemara in Sukkah. Maybe. Going to both for sure. That once you're kind of a shinoi, all bets are off. All problems are solved. It's not a problem with Lachem anymore, and it's no longer a problem with Mitzvah Bavera. That's the Chinshi Gemara in the Torah Bavera story. Before we get that kasha, I have a kasha to ask you. Do you understand that Gemara? Anyone understand logically that didn't?
It's a little bit weird to say that Mitzvah Bavera has to do with the lulav and not the person.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Let's analyze for a second. I just told you that the Gemara says, where most of the Shana read the Gemara, once you're kind of an object of Shinoi, all problems of Luba Gozo don't apply anymore. The problem of Lachem clearly doesn't apply because it's Lachem, I get to keep it. Dinim HaMas, it's mine. And so too Mitzvah Bavera falls off. Anyone understand that? How does Mitzvah Bavera fall off? In the end of the day, I stole the Luba, I did an Avera. And now I want to be Yotzei Lulav with the Aveira. I want to be Yotzei Lulav with the Lulav that I didn't have Aveira with. True, the Imam in his name is not going to make me return to Lulav, but why is that for Mitzvah Aveira? You understand my kasha? I want to know, how can the Gemara in Sukkah say that it's not Mitzvah Aveira anymore? What's the
So on the second day, it's no longer Lachem?
No. Even there are two problems. There's two independent problems. There's the problem of Lachem, which is only on the first day, you're 100% right. And then there's another problem, Mitzvah Aveira. So the Gemara says that one fell through, as long as Shim is right now, all problems, all bets are off. Everything's okay. How's everything okay? Why is it okay? It's true it doesn't belong to the right. You're 100% right. But how does it not belong to the original owner? How does that solve problems above that there? Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. How does that address the problem?
Yush,
first of all, Yush. What happened to the there?
I don't have one word, but maybe he originally had it as just stam like a palm branch, and then once he took it and made it into a lulav, he put together the whole bundle. He made it into a dover mitzvah, so it's not.
I thought you were going to say it. I just said the wrong word at the end. He made it into a
dover.
Into what? Into something new. let's use some lumpish lingo, it's a new what?
Sometimes
walking, anytime you're not sure what to say, just say gabakatsu. It's a new chefza. Shini kinda means das ist nicht das same chefza. Andere chefza, the different chefza. Mitzvah of Aveir means I keep the yaitze in mitzvah and I'm there with a chefza and I'm there with a chefza. It's not the same item, it's not. Wood is not, it's not a furniture. Wool is not a bag, it's a different item, different object from the other. And therefore, mitzvah of Aveir does it. But so we explain the way the Gemara is stuff. Great. We're in a good position now, Rasa. We understand the Gemara Tzuka says that when you steal an item and you do shinoi, all problems are solved. No mitzvah of Aveir, no lachem, everything is resolved. Now what's the question? How do you understand this in light of the Gemara of the comment of Tzadi Dalet? What did it say in Tzadi Dalet? I stole wheat and I ground it up and I kneaded it up and I made it into bread. And I can't make a bracha still. Eight bracha in the night. And the Gemara had two possibilities. You know what was the possibilities? One was, no, it's chazer again. One possibility was, that rice must be holding shini what? Or, the Eid Yishmael, that even if shini is going there, it's still a problem.
It's possible.
So wait a second, I understand. If the Gemara in Sukkah says, post shini going there, there's no problem anymore, it's a matter of the era. And the eating day razzle-dazzle, long as it's a new chepta. So with the new chepta, all problems are solved. It's a new item here. The game is over. It's starting from scratch. The world's starting over again. Why don't we say that identical svar about the comments of Tzadi Dalet? What is the difference between Sukkah Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, after shini koina, there's no substantive problem with Mitzvah of Aveira? Whereas, in the comment of Tzadi Dalet, the Gemara says that even if you hold shini koina, we still have a problem with Mitzvah of Aveira. Whose cash is this, we might say? This is Tosas. I just, gave a little bit of background. This is Tosas' cash. So Tosas, in the 19th Mamma Kavas, asks, when the Gemara in Sukkah says, I can't be Yush, that's the quote the Gemara says in Sukkah, once you can't be Yush, or Shini, whatever the case may be, all issues are over. The Hadim Da'ash, Mavarechim, goes, Tam, Mavi, Aydi, Mazel, Sof, the Afogav, the Shini, Kaine, Chashin, it's a Mavi, Aveira. The Gemara sounds like even after Shini Kaine, there's still a problem, it's a Mavi, Aveira. Af, Apisha, Kaine, Mishini, Maise, Kaine, Mishini, Abba, Dechib, Chala. The guy acquired the dough long before the Chib, Chala kicks in. Hasa, Bichuya, Bialdo. What does that mean? It's that answer of the Gemara that maybe shit is kind of full of problem is not true. The Gemara just said maybe, Kenton, Efshu. But the Emes Lamito is, what's the real shot of the Raisa? Shit is not
going to be.
Emes Lamito is that shit is not going. Now, when you see it places like that, you get a little bit nervous, a little worried. Why? The Gemara presented as two different answers, and you read the Gemara from a common sense, and each answer is okay, and they say, no, it's not really true. That answer is not, that answer is true. So you know that there's going to be another text in Thesis. Inami says Thesis, Shani Bracha Dikanami Askar L'Shem Shemai. What did Thesis just say? What did Thesis just say? What did say? There's a different standard between why and what.
Bracha L'Shem Shemai and L'Shem.
What does everyone think? There's a different standard between being yaitzei, the mitzvah of Dalminim, which you can be yaitzei post shini kaine, because it's a different what? But to make a bracha, forget it. To make a bracha, don't pull the fast montish stunts on and say, new fancy shvanzi chetzes doesn't help to say shem Hashem. Shem Hashem, if this item came about, what part of history proved theft? The Russian says, don't do me any favors, don't do me any favors, don't make a bracha on this. The guys in the competent in Russia say, what do you mean? This is theft, this is Mitzvah of Aveir, this is Shini Kaine, this is New Chefza, this is Yer Chaim, we'll put a bracha on it, we'll tell you, Hoshtim, Kama, that's a New Chefza. The Russian says, keep your Chaim's and bracha to yourselves, don't make a bracha based on Yer Chaim. Don't make a bracha after China, hide it behind you if you have a New Chefza. You can be acting in Mitzvah based on New Chefza. The standards for bracha are higher than the standards for the mitzvah. So again, so we have kashrut taisus. Again, appreciate the kashrut taisus. We really, really think you have to know the words, but we can't know the words. So you have to really, really appreciate the godless of the taisus. That's just simple taisus. And if you wonder the fact it says, even though she didn't take place, two pshat in the Gemara, even because this price all shouldn't take place. Or even the Yachini kind of, so it's still a problem. The fact is, the Kasha has a different Gemara, this is a bit that says, post Shini kind of, no, it's about Yadera. And for Tosha, you're right, it's not going to say that Gemara about Makam is loved off, it's not really true. But I think Shlomo and Rachel said different. So, basically, we kind of put some of the final touches in our Sunya of Ains and the Baruch Hashem. So, yesterday we focused on the main thrust of Machlek Islam and the Haibin, the Romans and Ramos, the Mari, the Tap, the Fourth, and the Haibin, and the Chat and the Mishnah. Today, we worked on assuming that you really don't make brachas on Gvar Lasarif. Does that carry over to situations of Pikuach Nefesh? So we spoke about the Rizmo, we spoke about Afshat, we spoke about a little bit. Then we spoke a little bit about how this plays out in terms of if a person is forced to do something, the Ravon, the Shukran, the Ravon, how that plays out in terms of brachas. And the final thing is this issue raised by those of us, at what point do we say, let's see, Berech disappears? Disappear post Shinikana, perhaps even if you have the Shinikana, you will follow the tip. Okay? We'll see you in the first segment. What you can start on the next.